The Queen Anne's Revenge. Latter part of 1717, St. Vincent, West Indies. The slaves for cargo Concord, flying the flag of France, took broadsides and surrendered at the pirates' quick advance. The capture of that prize ship was Blackbeard's rich reward. 300 men and 40 cannon outfitted aboard. Newly named Queen Anne's Revenge, the ship was rigged to please Blackbeard in weather fair or foul, and inhospitable seas. And who could say what horrified those hunted ships the more? The spectre of revenge, or its bearded commodore? Blackbeard attacked Concord, a 250-ton French merchant ship, from two sloops. He had commandeered the larger one, the 60-ton Revenge, from fellow pirate Steed Bonnet. Following the battle, he gave the smaller 40-ton sloop to the French captain and crew, who renamed her Mauvaise Rencontre, Bad Encounter, and sailed her and their remaining human cargo to Martinique, where they recorded their misadventure. Edward Teach as Blackbeard, witness to wonder larger than life. Now Teach was as tall as a waterfall and strong as a rum-soaked cask. The sea would quake in the sloop's wide wake when he took a man to task, for what men feared was the coal-black beard, some said was the devil's mask. His beard began beneath his eyes, curled down in pigtail braids, festooned with colored ribbons that ensured the renegade's first step to a reputation for amazing escapades. No seaman soon forgot the sneer for which he was well known. Or